This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. And we welcome Mark Simon, a longtime counselor to Jimmy Lai and a member of the leadership team at the Apple Daily, the daily newspaper in Hong Kong, now closed because of the heavy boot of the mainland. Mark, a very good day to you. There is surprising news.
Good morning.
Surprising news in Reuters in these last days. U.S. President Donald Trump said he would see what he could do to help, quote, save, unquote, detained Hong Kong media tycoon Jimmy Lai, even though Chinese President Xi Jinping would not be thrilled. That's a quote from President Trump. We need a backstory on this. Jimmy Lai, last time we talked, is persecuted in jail, solitary confinement, on trial, accused of various, what you'd have to say, fantastic lawfare accusations. And there was only the hope of the British Prime Minister, for example, Mr. Starmer, reaching in and bringing Jimmy home because he's a British citizen. Now Mr. Trump's on the scene. Are you surprised by this, Mark? Good day to you.
I'm not surprised too much because there was a pre-existing relationship with the first Trump administration. And also President Trump, you know, he's really the father of the special envoy to release hostages for hostage. And he likes this stuff. He really does like freeing people. He sees it as a real function of the president's office. And he's been doing a lot of it. And that continued in the Biden administration. And now he's doing even more of it now. So, no, I'm not surprised that he has taken an interest in Jimmy. And I think that he understands that, you know, basically this is an irritant that you've got to get rid of. In other words, he's a deal maker and he knows Jimmy's a loud piece of noise in the room that can easily be solved by Xi Jinping to move the relationship forward.
Gordon, you have a question for Mark.
Mark, how about the British Prime Minister? Is he going to say anything about it? And what have they done up to now to free Jimmy?
Well, to tell you the truth, the Brits were really slow off the mark. It took us almost 2 years to even get them to acknowledge Jimmy as a British citizen, which he is. He holds no other citizenship. He's been a Brit forever, basically. And, you know, for the last 30 years. But Starmer is better than Rishi Sunak. And what really the game changer was about 2 years ago when Sunak was still in power before they lost, David Cameron came to the U.S. and Senator Risch and Senator Scott and even the Democrats, Senator Menendez, they basically ambushed David Cameron at a reception in Washington, D.C., and where he had about 11 senators walk up to him and say, what about Jimmy Lai? And that seemed to put Jimmy on the map back in the U.S. Starmer brought up Jimmy to Xi Jinping when he visited with Xi Jinping, and that did not go over well with the Chinese because of the way it was done in public. But I think in recent months and in the last year, we've seen a lot more activity from Starmer. The real key is Jimmy is a British citizen, so President Trump is probably looking, we know of, to work with the Brits to free Jimmy. So in other words, the Chinese could knock off two problems here with one release in Jimmy Lai. But Starmer they've picked up significantly lately. But I have to say, you know, really for 2 years, we were in the wilderness for a while with getting the Brits to do anything.
The puzzle for me is the trial ongoing. What is achieved by persecuting an elderly man who's world famous and is likely to be part of a negotiated settlement at the end of the trial? What does China get out of the trial? What does this mean to the Chinese Communist Party?
My personal belief is it doesn't mean a whole lot to the Chinese Communist Party, but it means everything to the Hong Kong government. They need a narrative. They need a narrative on why they basically torn down one of the great financial centers of the world. And there's no better narrative than to point to Jimmy Lai and say collusion with foreigners. He's the one who started it all. He's the one behind this. There's also a lot of animosity towards Jimmy in Hong Kong. we never really had that much of a problem with the CCP. Of course, it was always somewhat hostile, but I would say we were pretty far down their radar screen early before 2018 and 19. Does the CCP like Jimmy Lai? Obviously not. Are they unhappy that he's in jail? Probably not. But are they willing to keep this going and going, and this irritant that just keeps coming up? You know, they hear about it in every meeting they have. We do know that the team in Geneva brought Jimmy up on the side, and we saw the statement from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs where they said, we don't have anything on the specifics of that. It wasn't a complete rebuttal of the U.S. position. I think the Chinese in Beijing are, we're looking for somebody, to be honest with you, we're looking for some, they are looking for some way to resolve this. The question is, you know, the Hong Kong government, what is their position on this? And is Xi Jinping willing to come down there and basically say, okay, guys, the gig is up. You got to move on.
Gordon, you have a question for Mark.
Mark, we have often seen in dissident cases in China that the regime demands a guilty plea or a guilty verdict, and then there's a release on some sort of grounds. In this case, of course, it would be medical because Jimmy's not in good health. Is that Beijing's game plan here, as far as you can tell, or do they have something else in mind?
I think it's their game plan. I think you're spot on, Gordon. I think, look, the whole goal here, and they can do it, is they also kind of want to protect the Hong Kong legal system. In their mind, that's an economic advantage for them. So, yeah, the goal is to convict and deport. The disadvantage you have here is the Hong Kong government seems to enjoy stretching this out, because as long as they've got Jimmy in jail and as long as he got him there, they basically can stay with this national security narrative of we have to focus on national security. We got to remember John Lee and Chris Tang, the two guys who run the place, they're flatfoots in every sense. They're cops. They're not economic. They're not economic, you know, masterminds. And they really enjoy, it's to their benefit to keep the national security narrative going. The real issue that I see for Beijing is we've got to find what's the upside for them to get rid of Jimmy. First of all, they get rid of the irritant. Secondly, Starmer and Trump are happy, especially Trump. You know, they get a minor win there. And the final thing is, and I think it's growing as importance, is Jimmy dies in prison. They're creating a martyr that far outstretches Liu Xiaobo. In other words, they won't. Jimmy's a man of peace. He's a man of, you know, he's a man of economic progression in terms of, like, you know, free markets and things like that. That's what he's known for. They're not going to be able to control the narrative of Jimmy Lai if he dies in jail. You're going to create a martyr that I think poses a threat to the Chinese Communist Party, because people will get interested and you'll have people who will basically assign values to Jimmy that maybe necessarily are not assigned right now, that are more damaging to the Chinese Communist Party.
We've got 30 seconds. What's the timeline on this trial? Last time we talked, the conclusion.
I do not think we're going to see a verdict until December or probably early 2026. And I think we'll see a sentencing about 3 months after that. The only thing that can change that is if Beijing, they're finishing the closing arguments, hopefully by early next week, maybe by Friday. If they take those closing arguments and they can move those up, once they finish those, they can issue a verdict within a couple of days. And so then we'll see if Beijing, if we see a quick verdict, then we know people are moving to get Jimmy out.
Mark Simon for Apple Daily's persecuted owner and founder, Jimmy Lai, in a Hong Kong jail, solitary confinement. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.